Just know that God is who he said he is, and he will do what he said he will do. But a lot of us have a time frame for God. We try to give God a time frame. Oh, well, if he don't come by this time, I'm gonna go and do such and such. Okay? This is not good. This is not even correct. Because we're supposed to walk in faith and patience, because he knows the right time for all things. Yeah, we might put something in there that sounds good for the moment and it's a band-aid, you know, because we gave it too fast, and then it had no real value to anyone but to you momentarily. But when God comes through, it's a splash. Now, sometimes it's quiet, but it's also meant for others to see, that they may see his good works and his glory and what he does for his children, how he rescues them from themselves many, many times. So don't deny him. Don't rush him. Do not put a time frame on him, but welcome him with praise and with worship. Amen. I want to invite all of you into this place that we call worship. Amen. God's hospital, God's classroom. This is where it's all at, right here. This is the real news. We look at the TV news every day. This is the real news. This is the good news. This is where God teaches you, so that so many of things that happen on the daily news won't happen to you. And sometimes they do. But don't think it's all bad. A lot of times it's a teaching experience. And most of the time, it will soon pass. Now, they have some stuff out there you can get on you now that don't really pass that easy. So don't get involved. Stay focused. Stay grounded. Stay rooted in the word. Amen. Now, this morning, as I always ask, are there any praise reports this morning? Does someone have something that happened in their life that they want all of us to rejoice, or a confession? Amen. Does anyone have one of those this morning? Well, okay. Does anyone have a prayer request this morning? Well, we can all pray for that person or that situation together. Hold on.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to say God is blessing always. We just have to look and see the blessings that he has given to us, because sometimes we just take things for granted. Sometimes we are not aware as he's moving. And then sometimes we just don't know that's what it is. But God is always moving for his children. He's always in some type of spiritual activity, moving for his children. And I wanted to say that when you bless somebody, you don't always expect for your blessing to come back to you right away. I had, over the Christmas holiday, I had gifted an item. And I said that, this is something I would really like. So I prayed, and then I kind of forgot about it. Well, I was actually gifted the same thing that I was given away, and it returned to me about a week later. And it was very unexpected. And when I got it, I'm going like, what? I said, God was listening to my prayers. I said, he heard what I had wanted, and it was really amazing. for that move to come around. You know, the things that we pray about, we pray, and then sometimes we kind of forget it and let it go and say, well, whenever, whenever. But we have to understand that God hears us. You know, the word says that he's a good father. He wants to give us good gifts. And if the evil can give their children good gifts, why can't he? So, you know, when you give with an open heart to somebody else, I just did it because it was, you know, something that we were participating in. And I kind of thought, like, if this was something that I bought for somebody else, let me buy something I would like. So it was intentionally given from a good heart. It wasn't intentionally given to get it back. But I know that God hears our prayers. And when you pray with a pure heart, or when you pray or give with a pure heart, he hears you and he will give back to you. So those things that you've been asking for in prayer, don't give up. Don't give up seeking them and asking him, and just thanking God in advance for them, for those things, the things that we need, the things to desire. He said he gives us the desire of our heart. So he will give to you, but sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes it takes time for God to move things around for you. And then sometimes it's immediate, but it always has to come through man. It's not gonna drop out of the sky. It's gonna come through someone. So I just thank God for that move. And I'm so grateful for the love that he has for his children. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's always wonderful when someone gives a testimony. So we want to thank God for that testimony. Is there another? It's wonderful when you buy a gift that you would like and then give it to someone else. Now that's giving from the heart, because most people give things away they don't want. Now, I don't want to raise everybody's hand as has done that. I want you to enjoy the service today and just think about God and the things that we do in this life. Amen. Amen. Then we will move on with our service right into the message. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Father, we want to thank you for this day and for this lesson. We want to call it a holy moment this day, Lord, and invite the Holy Spirit of promise into all of our lives and in the midst of this lesson, that as revelation knowledge is revealed today, that God will speak it and show it to you through the Holy Spirit in real time. And he'll show you how it applies to your life. We thank you, we adore you, and we praise you, Father. And we pray and send this message out amongst the people, that it may touch hearts, that it may move some people to do the right thing or to make changes that will further them in this life and according to your will and your way. Thank you, Lord, for those that made it today. Thank you for their efforts and for their time, Lord, that they did it to better themselves, and that God will reward them for those efforts. Father, these and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen, that he will use me for the benefit and the glory of the kingdom right now. Amen. Very good. Now, our message today, we've been on the 12 laws of the altar. And the message today is about worship. Amen. Right in line with what we were talking about this morning. Worship. Worship. Keep that in your heart. Keep that on your mind. Because that is God's will for us to always worship. Keep that in you, because you cannot serve him without it. Our reference scripture today is found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Come on, Bible scholars, let's go. All right, now this is the way it reads. Be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication means it's another word for prayer or appeal or plea. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests be known unto God. Amen. Now, our core principle for this law, the law of worship, is this, that thanksgiving is one of the keys to altar prayer. Now, if prayer is the seed, giving thanks is the water for the seed. The law of thanksgiving includes our petition of prayer, but is not completed until we give thanks to God, thanking him for the answer before we see it. Amen. Praise protects the sacrifice on the altar from the vultures of doubt and the seal of anxiety. Now, what do vultures do? Vultures gather around in anticipation of death from injuries or sickness or old age, whatever. It's not your friend. So, if you don't want the vultures around, keep your faith. Amen. Now, my explanation today is you rightly stated that thanksgiving transforms from prayer or our prayers just making requests. Let me say that again. You rightly stated that thanksgiving transforms our prayers from just making requests to worship. The law of thanksgiving teaches us that worshiping and gratitude is the highest form of our faith. Now, here comes the shift. Now, the shift is about how thankfulness shifts our focus. When we pray at times of high stress or in times of great need, that means we need God to do this for us, and sometimes we think we need it right now. However, many times when we pray in this form and in this way, we bring in anxiety and stress into the picture. But anxiety looks at the situation that we find ourselves in. We then allow anxiety to interject itself into our prayers based upon our problems, our situations. But here is where the shift comes into play. When we start our prayers off with thanksgiving, we look to God to supply all our needs and above our needs. So here's a parallel between praying with anxiety and praying starting off with thanksgiving. You cannot be anxious and stressful and be thankful and faithful at the same time. Amen. Because anxiety implies, in a lot of ways, that I'm not sure if God has this under control or that he can do it all by himself. He might need my help. Okay? And some of us, if he don't move when we think he should move, we go and try to do it ourselves. But you'll only do it man's way. You'll never do it God's way by not following God. But thanksgiving first shows that you know. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's first. And number two is that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So here's the change up. Pay attention. Petition says, please do this. But when you start with thanksgiving, our actions say to God and to everybody listening, thank you for doing this. When you apply this law, we stop asking God for the same thing over and over again, which can be a sign of unbelief, and start thanking him that it is already done or in the process, okay, of being done. That's what we do when we thank him first. Very important. Now, our spiritual insight is to go a little deeper. We need to look in the Old Testament, Greek language. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, amen, is a biblical practice described in acts of gratitude, thankfulness, praise, in response to you standing in faith and expectation for your blessings. We'll look at that at Psalms 116, verse 17. And this is what it says. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. The Greek word is Eucharistia or Eucharist. This is an event in the Bible where bread and wine are used to commemorate the Last Supper or communion. It is really called the Eucharist. Now, the words used in Philippians 4 and 6 that was your reference scripture today explain exactly that. And it says, be careful for nothing or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, we with worship, okay? You got to keep the worship part in because, well, let your request be known unto God symbolizes the Eucharist. Let me break the word down for you. The you part of it means good and well. The charis part of it means grace. Thanksgiving is acknowledgement to God's good grace. And we receive those gifts as a result, of God's unmerited favor. That means you did nothing to receive it. It was God's good grace. Amen. But thanksgiving is the ultimate act of looking back at the cross and saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gift. Because many of us didn't ask him to do that. And that would be some people's reply. Well, we didn't ask you to do that. But we want to say, as believers, as those that are thankful, grateful for it, have gratitude in our heart, we say, thank you. Now, the Torah offering, and that's spelled T-O-D-A-H, the Torah offering. In the Old Testament, there was a specific offering called the Torah, or sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, unlike the sin offering, which was mandatory, this offering was not mandatory. It was voluntary. It was given when someone had been delivered from great danger or death. Psalms 50 and 23, Old Testament, says, he who sacrifices thanks offering honors me. And he prepares the way so that I may show him my salvation, or the salvation of God. Thanksgiving literally prepares the way. It builds a landing strip for the miracles of God to happen in your life. This highlights the heartful praise and a sincere relationship with God. And with God, there are people that come to him, but they don't come to him with praise. They just want what they want when they want it, like they putting, or they asking for toys under the Christmas tree. But these external displays, like asking for things and not worshiping him, don't really suggest true honor to God or a thankful heart. So we must align ourselves with his will to receive and to give these type of things. Yes, we receive all the time, but do we say thank you? Do we take a minute and say thank you during the day for all that he has done for you? Even when the smallest things come through that you didn't ask for, or that happened for you, or you think there was luck. It was not luck. And you got to know God is real. So be thankful. Now, Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. It says, we see the law of thanksgiving perfectly applied by Jesus in John 11:41. And it says, before Lazarus took a single breath, Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. He didn't wait for the dead man to walk to give his thanks. He thanked God before the manifestation or the miracle that was about to happen. Amen. Now, the principle here is, if you only thank God after the answer, this is called gratitude. Amen. But if you thank God before the answer, this is called faith. Amen. Now, the 10 lepers, this story is found in Luke 17 chapter. It says wholeness versus healing. Amen. Because this is what a lot of us do. We get our blessing and we scamper off and move on to the next catastrophe that happens in our life. And we go on carefree and careless until something happens. And then we come back to God ready to worship, ready to give it all. But as I say, worship. And that's not only doing prayer. It's all during your day. You give him worship. You give him praise. And when you do that, you bring him in the midst, so that if you have that type of relationship, when the Holy Spirit is warning you about things, telling you, don't go this way, stop here, move, sit down, be still, whatever he's saying to you, you can hear it because you have relationship. It's called koinonia, relationship in the Holy Spirit or with the Spirit. Stay with God every step of the way, because that way you don't miss him. The Bible says he went to our end and established our beginning before the foundations of the world. That was say to me that he knows where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing. So why not be smart and stay with him and ask him which way to go and what to do, so I'll be where he already designed for me to be. But a lot of us say, well, I want my own life. I want to be grown. I'm an adult. I don't have to ask God like some little child. I got my own money. I got my own job. Got my own car. And I did all that stuff. But I'm just telling you, for your own good, stay focused. Because things are happening on the outside that you have no control over. And when those things happen to you, and you have a savior, believe you me, he's going to be trying to save you before you even get in it. He's going to be trying to tell you the direction to go before you get in it. And if you do get in it, he's going to show you how to walk out of it. He's going to cover you in the blood of the Lamb. He's going to order your steps so that you stay within his will. Oh, praise God. What other system in and around this world does all of that for you? But he does it just like a parent watches out for his child. You are his children, the sheep of his pasture. And he gave Jesus to be your shepherd. Let's go talk about the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17, I think it starts at verse 11. And it says, the 10 lepers were cleansed, but only one returned to give thanks. Now, how awful is that? To the 9, Jesus gave healing. He changed their skin back to regular color. But to the one who used the law of thanksgiving, Jesus said, your faith has made you well or whole. Now, that was more than just a healing. You see, thanksgiving restores what was lost, but it also brings total restoration, because you open your heart and you receive him in it, and God makes you whole. When someone does something to you, and you only forgive them on that, I forgive him. That's what my mama told me I had to do. That's what my father said. Then guess what? You haven't really forgiven them. Now, let me clarify that. Because sometimes people do some horrific things and you have to forgive them more than once, because whenever it pops up in your heart, the unforgiveness, you have to do it all over again. But make sure you do it with your whole heart and not part of it. Because this is what, it don't free them, it frees you. Because when that happens, you stop growing. You stop loving, you stop being kind, you stop everything that you are just to hate that person or hate that situation, okay? And you don't want that. You don't want them to cripple you. They get power by walking around bragging about it, and you lose hope in your faith and a whole lot of other things around you. Friendship, relationship with God, everything that makes life bright and sunny, you just lost it. but invite him in. Forgive. Don't worry about them, because what they are doing will soon catch up with them. You don't have to be there to see it, but God most of the time will show you and let you see it. Okay? Not for you to turn around. I told you it was coming. Okay? Not that. Oh, Lord, I pray for them. I pray that you have mercy on their soul. Because God does not play. And when God answers or looks out for his children that you abuse and hurt, God does not play. Because he knows all things. So don't be, I guess, misled. Because see, there's another enemy in your ear. See, ever since Adam, they would say they ate the fruit and they allowed him in. So he can talk to you, not in an audible voice, but when he speaks in your ear, it comes up in your head like a suggestion. And I want you to hear him and know this is not God. And know when to say, I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. Come in, Heavenly Father. Come in, Holy Ghost. Come in, Holy Spirit. Anything you got to say to bring God in, bring him in. Even if you just say, I praise God at this moment. Bring him in. Don't miss him. Because when you do, you are alone. This is my lesson, and I'm going to stick with it. Every head bowed and every eye closed.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson. We know that these words were meant to bring revelation, knowledge to us, to open our spiritual eyes, and to give us instruction along the way, Father, before we face many of these situations. We face many people that do these same things, but we know behind them is the spirit of Satan trying to disjoin us and move us away from God. Oh, but Father, we thank you right now. We raise up our hands and start praising, because we know when the devil comes or the enemy comes or when our mind is clouded and fighting, we know that's nothing but the enemy. So Father, we just raise our hands up and praise right away, because we know God and the enemy cannot be in the same place, and we want God to be in there. So we just start praising and thanking you, Father, for all that you are and all that you do, Father. And thank you for Jesus, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for all the unmerited favor. Thank you for all the gifts that you place around your children. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for the steps that you order. Thank you for covering me in the blood. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for Jesus being our shepherd. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's so much to be thankful for. Glory to your name today, Lord, for thy name is great, and great is thy faithfulness. Praise your holy name today. I pray that you will take this message to your friends and the people didn't hear it, and it will come out of your heart, what you've heard today. I thank that you, that God orders your steps, that you're blessed going in, you're blessed going out. I pray for all of your families, that they're all covered in the blood of the Lamb, that God is watching over you. He's covering your lot. That's everything around you that you're on or you're a part of it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray today. Amen and amen one more time. Praise your holy name. Amen. Now, does anyone have any statement today? Anybody got anything to say today? Anybody need to say anything according to the message? Well, I pray this message bless your hearts, that you got out of it what God intended for you to get out of it, that you're able to see straight. That makes all the difference in the world. If we're able to see in the spirit, stay with God every day, all day. It's not easy in this life. And you know the devil is loose. You see evil is getting bigger and bigger because more people are listening and wanting to listen to things of the world and have all the stuff that they tell them they're going to have. And it's not true. Yeah, they get a few trinkets here and there. But if that makes you happy, you go and get it. But if it doesn't, stay with God, because I want to be well from the inside out. Now today, if you have a blessing for the kingdom, give. As we leave here, you will see the places that you're able to give. If you're growing from this ministry is blessing you, you are obligated to give back. Give. Amen. And that's not a lie when it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together and running over. That's why we give. That's what she mentioned in the beginning. She gave that gift, something that she would want. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
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 Runs way too deep. No, not one can take from me.